I would like you to please feel earth, cosmic, crystalline, and core energies. Just feel them. You don't even have to associate them right now. You don't have to decide what you're going to do. They are here. If we get the lights down, a little bit of, play a little nice, that's nice cosmic music. You are the bringers of energy. You did it partly because of an insatiable appetite for yourself. You let yourself go broke, break down in the body, whatever else. So it made you crave energy. I want that energy. In doing so, you open yourself up, we call it need or lack of fulfillment. It opened you up to listening to all of my discussions about energy and that with it 10 years of Tobias. Otherwise you wouldn't have. If you didn't bring yourself down to your knees, you probably would have never been here. You'd have been satisfied with just enough. You brought yourself to this place of saying, what is energy? How do I get just a little bit? My friends, what you're really doing, you're bringing in, you're opening the gateways for energy come to this earth and to be used and to be applied creatively, lovingly, and joyfully. You're the bringers of energy to this planet in a way that the planet hasn't seen it. You could say you've been out in the desert starving, thirsty, almost on the verge of destruction, termination, needed that energy, but it hasn't been there. Needed that drink of water or food. You've let yourself go dry. Why? So that you could have such a passion and such an understanding of energy. Not like the energy needs back in the world of the blind, but energy needs, energy fulfillment in the world of the aware. Those needs are quite a bit different. Those desires are different. And back in the old world, the asleep world, when you started opening your eyes, started allowing your awareness, started changing the energy dynamics. Yes, you still tried to go back to earth energies, dense energies, but just didn't fill you up, wasn't there. You thought that you were doing something wrong. Not at all. You were just giving yourself such a desire to open up into these new energies, cosmic, crystalline, and finally back into the resonance of your I am. You allowed yourself to get energy depraved and deprived, that you could come to the place, the time, of true appreciation, a true understanding of energy. Come to a time when, sitting here today, you know you'll never abuse it. Not that you'd even try. You know you'd never abuse it. You know that it's for you. It's yours. Not for you to feed the world. Just for you. But you also know that as others start to open their eyes, they'll see how you work with energy, your personal energy. They'll know that someday they can also. You're here as bringers of energy into life, into motion, into creativity, into expression, in levels that have always been there, but few, if any, humans have ever accessed. I want you to hear this next part very carefully. My dear masters, dear bringers of energy, I want you to hear this very carefully. The few who came before you and became the masters, the few who came before you, never had to take into consideration the use of energy. But you do. What's different about you and the masters of the past, whether it was Yeshua or Tobias or Buddha or any of the others, what's different? They knew they weren't staying on this planet. There was no consequence, no consideration about using energy. They had the knowingness in this impending crash with their ascension, their awakening. They had the knowingness that they weren't going to stay. They didn't stay for a couple of reasons. They wanted to be on the other side to work with you here. They didn't stay because the energies were much more dense, and because they didn't have fellowship, camaraderie with other open-eyed beings. So they never studied energy. It wasn't a consideration for them. But here you are, becoming embodied masters. Masters in awakening. And energy will be a way of life for you. Energy will be your primary tool for creating what you want. Primary tool to use, whether it's simply putting the food on the table that you choose to eat, whether it is paying for the house you want to live in or the car that you want to drive. Or energy will be your primary tool for your interdimensional journeys, your what you call teletransportation, appearing wherever you want, anytime you want. Energy will be the primary tool for your physical rejuvenation to keep that body ageless, healthy. The masters who came before you, they did not need to learn about energy. Energy applied here on Earth. But my friends, dear masters, we teach this now to each and every one of you. His energy will be your tool. Guided by your consciousness and your awareness, brought forth to you in your own life. With the knowingness that when it's done once, it can be repeated. In other words, if you do it, others who come next will be able to do it also. As bringers of energy, you're going to bring it into your life. You're going to feel it in all of its different elements and states, sensations and responses. There'll be times when it confounds you and frustrates you, but other times when it gives you total fulfillment, total ease. You've been used to dealing with just earth energies, very rudimentary, very harsh, very clumsy. I'm going to start bringing in cosmic, crystalline, come back into alignment with the I am energies. There'll be an ease and a grace in it. It's going to bring some of you to tears, thinking about those harsh, harsh lifetimes dealing with just Earth. It isn't about what you think or believe. It's not about even what you're going to try to plan. It's not even about just your dreams. This is about bringing in new levels, new resonances, new layers of energy. I'm going to ask you not to fear what you think. What happens right now is you block yourself down because you're afraid if you think the wrong thing, it's going to cause something to manifest in the wrong way. It's going to be one of the challenges. You're going to be afraid of your thoughts or your beliefs or any of that. You have used that to restrict energy. In the true consciousness, the true I am, it's not about what you think anyway. It's not about that brain. It's not about those ugly memories that come back in. It's not about violent thoughts. We're going to go beyond that. Those are not yours. We're going to bring in energy. It's going to be attracted to the pure state of the I am consciousness. You're going to find out how playful it is, how creative it is, how fulfilling it is. Things like drama, things like struggle, efforting, tension, straining, tiredness, all these become a thing of the past. Won't happen overnight, but it will happen very quickly. In doing so, you're going to enter into a new world, a new reality for yourself. You're still going to be in the world of the asleep and of the blind. It will be awkward at times, be uncomfortable, because you're going to be working on different levels. You'll feel that you're no longer in the world or necessarily of it. But that too will come back into balance. You'll assimilate, you'll adapt. This new I am self and the old I was world. The masters of the past, they only had to release their bodies and leave. That was the big challenge for them, letting go of the physical body. You, my friends, you, it's about, what are you going to do with this energy? You've been asking for it. My, how have you been asking for it? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to let it serve you? As I said, we'll discuss it in our upcoming sessions. It even goes beyond your dreams or your imaginations. Definitely goes beyond the mind. Let's take a deep breath on this day, this milestone day. And by the way, I'll point this out once again, make this offer once again. If you're not interested in being a bringer of energy for you into your life and your life only, if you're not interested, if you're just tagging along to see what the others do, it'd be best you leave now. A, we don't want you. B, it's going to hurt too much. And C, you don't belong here. If you're here out of just fascination, you want to be a spectator, not the place for you to be. It's not a judgment. It's just reality. For those of you who stay, we will access these energies, crystalline, cosmic, earth, get back into the core. Let's take a deep breath. It's a milestone. A marker, as Tobias called it, a point of separation. One step further now from the world of the blind and the asleep. one step now, a little out of the center zone of that middle land of awakening. And it was comfortable to stay in that middle land. It's like you open one eye but not the other. You got to the middle land of awakening. It was comfortable. A little awkward, but comfortable. Now in this next step, as bringers of energy, we're going to go out of the middle zone. You're going to find that one eye twitching, that eye that's still closed, is going to start twitching. You're going to wonder if it's time to open it or not. Now, part of you will resist. But part of you will want to open it. When that twitching starts, you wonder what's going to happen next, and that aspect of the mind pops in, all of its fears and its questions. Just remember, take a deep breath and remember, as you exit out of awakening middle land, no matter what, all is well in all of creation.